Trees don't grow to the sky, but what about the public company known as Amazon? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. A famous Wall Street tycoon once said on his happiest day, his wedding day, that if his life were a stock, he'd sell it short, meaning he's so happy there's only one way to go, and that's down. Which brings us to Amazon's fabulous growth. The e-commerce and cloud computing juggernaut will report first quarter profits later today. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Amazon announced last week it has 100 million Prime members, a milestone that exceeded analysts' expectations.
This is really the decade of Amazon.
Sucharita Kadali is a retail analyst with Forrester Research, and Kadali says Amazon's businesses, like providing cloud storage and ad revenue on its website, could fuel additional growth.
Amazon is leaning into those businesses, and the growth in those businesses is definitely going to contribute to next year's sales growth as well.
With room for expansion in the U.S. slowing down, the company has invested overseas and has begun to see some return. But for all the champagne popping out there, D.A. Davidson analyst Tom Forte predicts Amazon can't keep up this pace.
The saying is the trees can't grow to the moon. So yes, at some point, the rate of growth has to slow.
Amazon's competitors sure hope so. In India, for example, Walmart is reportedly nearing a deal to buy Flipkart, the country's leading e-commerce retailer. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
First, Monsieur Macron of France. Tomorrow, it's German Chancellor Merkel meeting with President Trump ahead of the May 1st deadline for U.S. steel and aluminum tariffs, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Some 46% of Germany's GDP comes from exports. The European Union has a temporary exemption from American steel and aluminum tariffs, but Jacob Kierkegaard, a Germany specialist at the Peterson Institute for International Economics, says for Chancellor Merkel, that's not enough.
She's basically going to make the point that, you know, we're living in a world of complex global supply chains where if you start breaking them up, everyone gets hurt.
Merkel also wants the EU exempted from U.S. sanctions on trade with Russia. Germany sent $30 billion worth of goods and services there last year. European economies are deeply interconnected, so Merkel's argument will likely be similar to that of French President Emmanuel Macron, who also visited the White House this week, says Constanze Stetzemüller at the Brookings Institution.
Europeans don't really go to Washington without checking with each other beforehand on common concerns.
She says Merkel's main goal will be to soften the Trump administration's negative view of globalization. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Financial markets. The FTSE in London is up 0.2%. Dow and S&P futures are up about 0.2% as well. But the Nasdaq future up 0.6%. The benchmark for interest rates in America down slightly, but still above 3%. You count on Marketplace to keep you informed about the economy and then some. And it's not only what we talk about, but how we talk about it in a practical, objective, and sometimes unexpected way. Now, we feel it's important work that we're already doing, but with your support, we can do more of it and reach more people as well. For as little as $5 a month, become a Marketplace investor. And right now, your donation will go twice as far thanks to a $4 match from Candida. Time's running out on that challenge, so if you could donate today at marketplace.org, and thank you for the support. Even before Hurricane Maria hit last fall, thousands in Puerto Rico were already living in makeshift, what some might call unofficial dwellings, no title, no lease or other rental or ownership papers, and that's made it hard for people to get rebuilding money. Marketplace's Peter Balanon-Rosen has the story.
Luis Malave's house in the San Juan Barrio Israel was never really big. But to him, those plywood walls were home. Then Maria came.
We gotta go through all the trash over here.
And today, to get to what's left, you climb over its former self, a 4-foot-high pile of rotting plywood and snap tables.
I started living over here in 2002. It was my house, but I wasn't the owner there.
Malave has an informal arrangement to stay on the land, but no lease, no insurance, and no FEMA funding for repairs. He sleeps in what's still standing, a single room with a blue tarp for a roof and a piece of tin for a door. It rained maybe 12 hours ago, but a bucket still catches drips from a wooden beam up top.
Well, you have to prove ownership to be able to get the FEMA help.
That's Michelle Sugden Castillo, a consultant with housing nonprofits in Puerto Rico. People with no title or lease can submit a written statement to FEMA about their situation, and FEMA says they'll consider them.
We've seen that there's a high denial of FEMA cases.
FEMA has gotten over 1.1 million housing assistance applications from people living in all situations, but only 40%, two of every five, get approved. FEMA says that can be because of multiple applications from the same household, and people need to meet certain homeowner standards. But even when assistance comes through, for some, it's not enough.
Mi nombre es Orlando Ortiz.
Orlando Ortiz lives in another part of San Juan, Villa Palmera. He knows all about life with a blue tarp for a roof. He's lived this way for months. He knows the light and heat that flow through the tarp, making the house like a blue oven during the day. And he knows the bats and pigeons that get in at night. But what he doesn't know is he got more money than most to fix the place.
They gave me $6,200.
Ortiz got $6,200 from FEMA, and their average housing award in Puerto Rico is $2,700. Still, he estimates it'll cost over $12,000 to fix the roof. I'm Peter Ballinon-Rosen for Marketplace.
Universal basic income. Does it raise standards of living when government just hands money to people, or does it discourage people from working? After the BBC reported this week that a universal basic income experiment in Finland is fizzling, researchers there are now disputing that view. They say there had never been firm plans to continue this particular study past 2018, and the Finnish government wants to evaluate data before deciding to renew. Universal basic income is just one idea being evaluated worldwide to help compensate people who might lose out to workplace competition from robots and other technology, even trade. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.